toes are going to come in when I bring you in, and then tennis and bases together, and just cycle it, okay? So don't stop once you've done all three. Just keep going through.
One, two, three, go.
Thank you.
Good. And obviously there's another verse. That's really, really good. What I want to do is just sort of switch on the celestial button, okay, if there was one. I just want to just add a bit of sparkle to the sound. Because at the moment it's going, yeah, I'm not Irish, so why bother? So, let's put on our, it's early St. Paddy's Day, what, last week was it? So let's all put our Guinness hats on, all sort of, you know the ones I'm talking about. You know the ones that just drunkards walk around Birmingham wearing on a Tuesday. So let's just put these hats on, metaphorically. Give a load of sparkle to the sound, even though it's in a very sort of confined box. So I know a lot of the time we say sort of like loads of energy, all the energy to fill this room, which is packed into a nice little, I don't know, Ryanair sort of, you know. You get what I'm saying. Here we go. If there's any sort of directors from Ryanair, I don't apologise. Okay. So, here you go. Let's do verse two now. What is that called? So lots of celestial sounds. Guinness hats on. Let's just do the last bar. Here's our chord. Yeah, there we go. A couple of extras. Just to splash it with a bit of more sound. So, here we go. Can I do the altos and tenors from the very beginning, please? And can the basses and sopranos have a nice, well-earned holiday? Okay. The first verse from the very beginning, yeah? Celestial button is beautifully hit and that's sort of lodged in there now on the machine. So can we just turn up our volume together and just do it fortissimo for the sake of argument. So altos on their own with octave pianos on the alto line and one piano rather. And we're just going to give us our nice fortissimo. Ready? So one, two. Altos and yes, I'm quite happy with that. What else was I going to do? Yeah, let's do that. But that's that. Let's stand and go from the very beginning. Everybody, first verse, So I just want the first verse, and I want to just make sure that we've still got our celestial buttons in and our Guinness hats on. Here we go. Keep our nice strong dynamic out there, that's great. Well done. That's beautiful, everybody. But altos, when we do that C to D, it's almost like that tone changes the world. Some may say I'm superlative. I would say that was a modest description. So well done. That was really good. Great. Can you turn over the page? I won't even attempt to pronounce it. So this should be new to you, correct? Great. Well, this should be fun. So, it roughly sort of goes a bit like this. So, maybe go a bit slower. Actually. 3, 4. Baba Yetu, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, that's a classic. I got to do that at Symphony Hall last week or week before Project Remix. So, did anyone come to Project Remix? See it? Come on, guys. Yes, come on, please. So, it's sort of got, it's a very different vibe to it, really, entirely. It's certainly the same continent, but that's about all it shares, really. So, let's do some rhythms. So, we're going to build this up. Let's first do the rhythms together. Basses have a holiday. Sopranos, altos, and tenors. We're going to do some rhythms. So repeat after me. Sing-a-ba-yo. Okay? So really feel that internal pulse, okay? 3, 4.
Sing-a-ba-yo.
Sing-a-ba-yo. Oh, exactly. So, it was good, because no one was early, but no one was on time. So, here we go. Same thing. I'll go, then you go. Sing-a-ba-yo. Sing-a-ba-yo. Okay, 3, 4.
Sing-a-ba-yo. Sing-a-ba-yo.
Brilliant. Then it goes the same thing again, sort of. It goes singa ba yo, singa ba. 3, 4.
Singa ba yo, singa ba.
Okay, you're going to live by that rhythm and sort of feel that pulse continually going inside. Basses together. Can you raise your hand if you're a bass, please? Great, wonderful. So remember, last time I was here, I was talking to the soprano twos. There's a cohort of you hiding in the corner over there. So, no hiding today. Here we go, basses, repeat after me. I'm going to try and get this right now. Three, four. Sing a ba yo oh, oh, sing a ba yo oh. Okay, try that. Three, four.
Sing a ba yo
oh, oh, sing a ba yo oh. Beautiful. Okay. Can you glottal? That means sort of re-strike with your throat when it changes rhythm. So sing a ba yo oh, oh, sing a ba yo oh. Okay, so from bar one, three, four.
Sing a ba yo oh, oh, sing a ba yo oh.
Okay, then it goes the same thing, sort of. Sing a ba yo oh, oh, sing a ba. Three, four.
Sing a ba yo oh, oh, sing a ba.
Exactly. Okay, nice little echo as well. So, can everybody just give me a beautiful rhythmic rendition, speaking with absolute enthusiasm from the first bar, just your rhythms, that's all you have to do, just your rhythms, okay? No notes. So, I was about to ask for some notes then, how forward was it? Here we go. Three, four.
Sing a bio, oh, oh, sing a bio, oh, sing a bio, oh, oh, sing a bio.
Okay, good. That's got lots of energy to it. Well done. So, then the rhythms are the same, so we're all good. And then it goes over the page. So let's try the first page with some notes. So, can I do, please, the soprano line? It sounds like this. Sort of sit under the note rather than really come on top of it. So sing a bayo rather than sing a bayo. Okay, and the way we're going to do it is even though it's yo, it's almost like a ya but with a closed mouth. Ya. Okay, so if you think ah and then just sort of, I don't want to use the word tighten, but sort of close the mouth slightly so you've got an O shape. So sing a bayo like that, sort of an ah. Otherwise it can. You can sort of constrict. So, what's more sopranos? So, three, four.
Sing a ba yo, sing a ba yo, sing a ba yo.
Great.
Sing a ba.
Perfect pitches. Well done. I said pitches. So, altos. Our line goes like this. Tenors, it sounds like this. Okay, should we try that? We're really getting lots of my falsettos today. What a luxury. Three, four. Bases underneath. Can I just try a nice trio of the. So, three, four.
Sing a bayo, sing a bayo, sing a bayo, sing a bayo.
Cool, this is exciting. Bases, let's learn our line. Okay, this is so excited. So it sounds like this. 3, 4. Turn over the page. So before this we have, and I've practiced this quite a lot, but I've probably still messed it up. So we have Singa ba hamba yo thi na ku loh la ba ke fa zi ne ka ya e zu, sorry, ya e zu wi ni. Okay. Okay, so it's safe to say that I wasn't doing much auditing today. Instead, I was practicing this. Okay, so for reference, I am an auditor. Well, I'll try to be an auditor. Here we go. So, repeat after me. Singa ba hamba yo thi na. 1, 2.
Singa ba hamba yo thi na.
Okay, good. Ko lom pla ba ke ba zi ne ka ya. Ah. Hang on. Let me do it. 3, 4. Okay, lots of different rhythms. So it's just a quaver. So 3, 4, kolom hla ba ke fazi neka ya. So 3, 4, kolom hla ba ke fazi neka ya. Well done. And then we just leave it right to the end of the bar, and then we go a zubi ni, I think. Okay? So just go 3, 4, a zubi ni. 3, 4.
A zubi ni.
Good. Great. So can we try it from the upbeat to page 2? I knew I'd get hot at this bit. Okay. Yeah. Woo. Steady on, altos, please. Okay. Here we go. Just the words in rhythm. Singa ba. Ready? So, 1, 2, 3. Singa ba. Na kulong pa ba. Ke ba si ne ka ya. No. You're all early. So, go. Ne ka ya. Well done. Try that once more. I should have given you the English verse for this, really, first. There is one, and we did do it. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3. Sing a ba. Kulong pa ba ke fa si ne ka ya. Ezubi ni. Sing a ba. And so on. Okay, got it? I think you've got it. Let's do it once more. Okay. So, just remember that we had a sort of a slightly awkward, well, very awkward page turn. So what I would do is I would remember that we have 3 quavers. Oh, you don't. Oh, well then there's no excuse. I'm trying an iPad for my first rehearsal. And it does have a cracked screen because my dad didn't see it under my pillow. And he's still with it. But then again, my fault for having a pillow on the floor. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so let's go from, you know where it says the bracket 1? Yeah, on Singar bar, so the last bar of page 15. We'll go straight on that bar. So it sounds like this. And Singar bar, hang on, 3, 4. Singar bar, singa ba, and so on. Okay? I really, in fact, maybe if I swizzle it, I don't have to do the page turn. No, it's just saved the previous piece, so I can't do that. Right, here we go. Straight on the bar then. So, singa ba, 3, 4.
Singa ba, singa ba, do di na kulom la ba, ke fa si ne ka ya, e su wi ni.
Good. And then it goes singa ba, and I think it repeats to singa ba, marching for freedom, we're going home. Our hearts are filled with song, so sing along. Okay? It's easy enough, right? So, let's try the English version. Okay, here we go. It's really awkward, this iPad thing. So it goes, Yachal Zawini Singaba. Right, okay, here we go. So let's just try the English version, which is, oh, we are marching for freedom, we're going home, our hearts are filled with song, so sing along, okay? Oh, we are, so 1, 2, 3.
Oh, we are marching for freedom, we're going home, our hearts are filled with song, so sing along.
No. Without me shouting it in front of you, okay, can you just do filled with song for me? 3, 4.
Filled with song, so sing along.
Ah, brilliant. Well done. So let's try some notes. Sopranos, we go from the three quavers on the end of page 15. It goes 1. Just do that much for me. Pretty jazzy. So, 1, 2, 3. Good, and then it goes. Okay, just try that bit for me. So that's from, that's what we already get to. Okay, fuzzy, yeah? So, 1, 2, 3. Good. Let's just try the whole phrase, Sopranos. So, 1, 2, 3. And then just repeat. Well done. Good. So, next up we have the altos. Let's give this a go. Have a nice break. Sounds like this. 2, 3. Try that then. There's your D. So, 2, 3. Good. Can you just do it to a bar bar, like bar bar black sheep? Here we go. Here's D.
Bar bar bar.
There we go. 2, 3. In bar 10, this goes to everybody actually, can you circle what would be the fifth note on K? Because we're not all moving where we should do there. So just circle that, so long, ha, ba, K, fa, si. Okay, that's the thing we need to get moving. Okay, good, well done. Could we do sopranos altos together? Okay, brilliant. Let's give this a go. With words now, no more bar bars, so... 1, 2, 3. Good, brilliant. And let's try tenors and basses. So yeah, the way that it works with the repeats is it's a bit odd. We go from page one, okay, and then we do the one version where we go singa ba ha ba yofina, etc. And then we go back to we are marching for free. But it's not very well written, that score, but nonetheless. Okay, let's do tenors, your line, please, the singa ba. Here we go. So it sounds like this. Two, three. So, good. Well done. So let's just try that tenors. So, one, two, three. Singa bar for now, but that, again, that might be changed. So if you just want to learn it like this now. Here we go, singa bar. Just keep hitting the singa bar. So, one, two, three. Then go to where it says 2 in bar 13, which we've just landed on, and we carry on into bar 14. Okay? Well done. Let's go from the very beginning and stand. Don't worry about the English repeat or anything like that. I think probably what it is just a translation that we can use if we want. I read it as we repeat it in different words, but ignore the English for now. Okay? So I'll say that again. We're going to ignore the English repeat. Just keep it in the language. Okay, here we go. Two, three, four. So let's just try the beginning again. Tenors happy, tenors happy. So here we go. Three, four. Thank you. Now, let's go to the end of the piece, have a seat, and we're going to work from the back to the middle, and hopefully we reach the middle at some point. So, this is where the double dotted line is at bar 43, okay, page 18 now, page 18. So not the very last page. Okay, so this sounds a bit like this. So on the hallelujah, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Try together and just as John's playing out our sort of chords, we're going to try and rhythmically say it together. So no notes for now, just we get some nice accompaniment, and we're just going to say it in rhythm. So hallelujah. I don't know what Lucy wants, but we're going to say hallelujah for now, rather than alleluia. Okay. Okay. So just say, speaking as John plays. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Exactly. And then it repeats. Well done. That was really good. It's always like you wanted to say ha 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 ha. Okay. That was really good. Let's try some choirs and altos with a bit of sight reading. So we won't have a play to us, we're just going to have a little go. Okay? So, careful of our rhythm and surprise. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Straight in on the hallelujah, we smashed it at the beginning, and then when it split, we sort of panicked a bit. Okay, so let's go together. We won't have it played to us for now, but we'll stop when we come to the split notes. Okay, so show us what you've got. We go 3, 4. So careful of that F natural. Okay, just imagine my shrill falsetto, and if you get it right, you don't have to hear it again. So, let's go from the upbeat to bar 45. There's a D major triad. Exactly. So, 3, 4. Great, we'll come back to the chords later on. Well done. Sopranos, I think you're fine. So, tenors, let's learn our line. We were fine up until the... Don't worry, I'm aware. Don't you worry. Okay, tenors, let's go to the upbeat to 43. Okay, here we go. Sounds like this. 3, 4. Very, very well done. That was good. Okay, basses, hear ours from there, the same place. 3, 4. Just listen for now. Okay, let's put both of you together, actually. I think you can do that line, basically. We're pretty good today. So, 3, 4. Excellent. Can we try everybody together from these hallelujahs? You'll be sick of hallelujah. So. say? 3, 4. Well done, let's learn this tricky bit then, and then we'll be actually, yes we will. So, altos, here we go. Alto ones, the higher ones, your line from the beginning of bar 46 sounds like this. Try that from 46 beginning. 3, 4. Well done. And we're going to do the same thing, but John's going to play the alto 2 line. We're going to sing the alto 1 line, okay? Can you help with the B when it comes? And then drop to the other two. Thank you for your patience, everyone. 3, 4. Love it. Now, alto twos, you've just had your line played to you, so you'll get this perfect. Here we go.
46.
So 3, 4. And. Good, exactly. At the moment we're going, what's the piano going to play? And then I'll sing that one. So let's try and beat the piano to it, and then it's got a really exciting feel to it. Let's do the altos together. Here we go. So 46, 3. 4. Yeah, awesome. Okay, tenors, our line is very familiar, so I'm not going to play it to you. Ooh. And basses, ours is also pretty familiar, but I will play it to you. No, I won't. You'll be all right. So we go tenors and basses from 46. Here we go, straight in. So 3, 4. Good. Now sing it to me as though we do know it, because we do know it. But I think the first time we sing it through, we're like, do we know this? Right, okay. Show me you do, and let's really sing out, okay? This is hallelujah, it's not... hallelujah. Yeah. I know you've sung it about 1,000 times now. Here we go. Chords. 3, 4. Altos to that from 46. Thank you for your patience, sopranos. I'll come back to you. So, 3, 4. Well done. You all deserve a big break, so enjoy it. And sopranos, here we go. Now, ours looks really scary, but it's not too bad. So, from bar 45, the upbeat 2, it sounds like this. 3, 4. So, that's a line, isn't it? Woo. Gosh. So what we're going to do is everybody, actually no, you've all deserved a break, I won't drag you into this. Sopranos, we're going to speak the rhythm from 46, okay? So, let's do it together. I won't speak it out for two reasons. One is that we've got to learn it ourselves, and two is that I'll probably get it wrong and confuse you. So, here we go, 46 on your own, rhythm's only just speaking it, but if you want to play it along. So, 3, 4.
Let's see.
Sort of slow walking, what is it, andante, at a walking pace, grade one theory. I always remember that because you go for a walk with your uncle andante. Although you can also go for a walk with your uncle and uncle. But when I sat my grade one, that wasn't really a thing. But here we go. Le lu si. 46, let's do the rhythms again. 3, 4. When you really feel that, it's just four beats, but when you feel that four beats, you just get spot on. So well done, that was really, really good. Let's put some rhythm, some notes to it. Go straight in at 46 for me and sing the notes. So, 3, 4. Powerhouses that be. Excellent. Let's just do everybody, please, from 46. You're all stars. So, 3, 4. Carried it on. So, we're going to try something fun. We haven't learnt it all. At all. But what we are going to do is give it a go at doing the whole thing. So, before we do this mission, this reminds me of, what is it, the Bear Grylls Island show, the kind of fight or flight. So, the tips are, what we're going to do is, we go to sing page one. That makes sense, doesn't it? Then we go to page two, and we just repeat the top line. When we get to the last bar, which would be bar 11, is the penultimate bar of that line, we jump to bar 13. Okay? That makes sense? But it sounds the same, it just carries on differently. Then we go into Hallelujah, which we'll recognise, even though we haven't technically learned that bar, it's exactly the same. Then we carry on. And then you'll recognise it from 22 to 25. Same thing, we repeat and we skip to 26. Okay? And then we get to page 4 and we do what we've just done. And we repeat from the end of page... have you got page 4 or 18 or both?
Both.
Okay, I'll just use the top page numbers to humour me. So when you get to the end of page 4... You're going to repeat to the middle system, okay? See that big black line in the middle? You're going to repeat to that, and then when you get to the end of this page, you skip to the start of the next page. I know that sounds confusing, but just go with it, okay? And honestly, if you're completely lost, just close your store and enjoy yourself. So, stand up, here we go.
Sing a bio, sing a bio.
Don't sit. Stay standing. Because as much as I'd love to give you a break right now, it was, right, this is meant to have a lot of sort of pizzazz to it. And this is what I saw. So much sass. Can we all just do a bit more singing or a bit of walking? So, let's all just walk on the spot. Sort of feeling the pulse. Okay? And if you've got that sort of rhythm soprano, you go C, B. Just sort of feeling it offbeat. It doesn't really matter if you're not even anywhere close. Just enjoy it. So keep walking. Here's our chord. Don't stop. You have, if you think you look silly, imagine how I feel. Okay? So, 3, 4.
That's a good one.
Today and do the McCartney some justice. Let's see what you've got to begin it off with. Pardon? Oh, sorry. Yesterday. You maybe thought I was talking about the days of the week or something. No, today, we sing yesterday. It's where I always remind you, yesterday is tomorrow, is today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is yesterday, is also today. Here we go. Here's our chord. Edge of our seats. It's amazing, whenever I say edge of our seats, how many people aren't already in that position? What would Wilkins say? Okay.
Thank you.
nice. Now we're going to make it even better, okay? So, we're going to lift ourselves from a pretty good choir to an excellent choir in the next 18 minutes, 17 minutes, okay? That's all I've got. So, it should be easy with you lot. Here we go. Rhythm sopranos. This is from bar 19, what the rhythm is. So, 3, 4, 1. You're giving that quaver way too long at the beginning of the bar. Okay, so can you sing that to me from bar 19? 3, 4, 1. Yeah, even quicker, game to play. So let's go straight in on 19. 3, 4, 1. Exactly. Can I just lock that in? That's brilliant. Next thing I want to work on was... Right, altos. From the very beginning, you're going, this is going to be my tempo today, Jim. Not yours. So, can you humour me? I promise I'm no megalomaniac, but I do like rhythms to be in time. So, let's go altos on their own, because you were the culprits of changing that tempo. So, 3, 4, 1. Good. By the 50,000th quaver, we'd got the right note. So let's go straight in on the note here. Do, 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 3, 4, 1. Good. Now, I see about 3 smiles. So can we turn that into all of us smiling? Enjoying our what day is it? Thursday night. Here we go. If you think you feel weird smiling at me, I have to smile at all of you. And I have to do a big enough smile that it covers this what's it called? Art sector. Who's a mathematician here? Here we go. 3, 4. Yeah. Good. Tennis, add you please. With similarly large smiles, but this time you have to compensate for your smaller amount of people. Fewer amount of people. Fewer people. 3, 4. Yeah. See, that's it. That's the exact sound we want. Before, it was sounding a bit like yesterday's yesterday. So it's only yesterday, and we've still got enough energy in us to keep going. Great. That was really, really good. Now, basses. We're going to put you in, and you're going to feel your doom. Doom, doom. Okay, give me a bit of jazz to it. We're going to have no sopranos for now, and we're going to have just our lower voices. Here we go. 3. Carry on. That's brilliant. That's so good. Thank you. So, sopranos and to an extent basses are upbeat of bar 8. I realise you haven't done it now. But I remember your Christmas concert, was it last year or the year before? Oh, wow. Well, what was the piece we did about that? Because that's Christmas to me. Is that the one you just done? And you were in Sibley Hall. Oh, wow. Okay, can we have a bit more? Oh, wow. On your sort of upbeat to bar 8. Otherwise, it's... Oh, okay, so here we go. Less King's College, Cambridge, and more sort of So Vocal Symphony Hall Christmas time. Let's go from bar 4, please, sopranos, just on their own. So, 3, 4, 1. 4 to 4, okay? Basses and sopranos. And your last note of the system, I want as much sort of sass as our sopranos here. Here we go. So, 3, 4.
That was really cool. So, let's now work on the middle section. And I've got a few minutes to do this. So, bar 10. Then we have the sopranos on their own, splitting. Dare I say it, the sop 2s were outshining the sop 1s. Okay, so can we have equal amounts of shining, please, from everybody, from bar 10? Now, that wasn't to say that it's a surprise for the sop 2s to outshine, of course. Here we go. I need a shovel for this hole that I'm digging. Here we go. 3, 4. Altos and basses as well. Keep the energy in those semi-breathes, don't let it decay at all. If anything, go more energetic through the notes. Well done. Can I add altos to that sound, please? Notice I say add. 2, 3, 4. Because you're really, really important for this bit. Okay? So, everybody from bar 10. In fact, scrap that. Can we get everybody from bar 8 to practice the mute into it? So here's bar 8. Okay? 3, 4. Basses and sopranos, your O's. Right, stand. We'll go from the beginning. What I'd like to do is, as a quid pro quo, 2 weeks ago I finished 2 minutes late. So I'm going to give you 3 minutes to finish early if we get this right. Okay? Oh!
To say, how I believe in yesterday.
even have an alarm to let me know that I need to finish.
Very well done. Now, have a seat,
and we shall debrief.
Okay? So that was really, really excellent. I loved the rhythm, the spot on altos, the rhythm, the spot on tenors. So I loved that. Thank you very much. The oh-oh-ohs, don't forget that. Even if I'm not conducting you, and someone else has that luxury, give them all of the oh-oh-ohs that you could possibly give them. And with that, I shall give you 4 minutes. I'll have to send a credit note at this rate. Have a really wonderful rest of your week, and hopefully I'll see you again soon.